I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried three other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over. Start your free trial with Shopify today.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/specialoffer23. Take your business to the next level today.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, happy Friday to you, America. Welcome, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us. Wow, this is a very busy breaking news open line Friday. And we're going to get to all of your calls. And here's how it works. Now, today is the day you get to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We do this every Friday, opening up the phone lines. And whatever you want to talk about, we will talk about today. All you have to do is call in. Our telephone number, by the way, is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. So the breaking news, and this happened earlier this morning, where Senator Dianne Feinstein has officially passed away. So she is no longer with us. And there's a lot of angst. There's a lot of talk in political circles about what all of this means. And I'm going to get to that in a second. But one of the interesting things about Dianne Feinstein is that she was one of these practical, common sense Democrats back in the day. She ended up being a far leftist. But back in the day, she was actually a pretty common sense Democrat. As a matter of fact, you might have called her a rhino back in the day, because she was actually pretty tough on a lot of the issues of the day. She supported capital punishment. She endorsed a strong, secure border. And it's amazing what Washington, D.C. and the power of the lobbyist will do to a human being. Now, her story is just fascinating. When you go back and look at how she became involved in politics, the assassination attempt, she was there when the mayor and the one of the aldermen were assassinated in the city hall there in San Francisco back in the 1970s, and that's how she became mayor of San Francisco. A very shocking story. And if you haven't read up on it, you should. It's a fascinating story and a moment in history where you actually had an alderman, a member of the city council there in San Francisco, go nuts and just open fire. Quite frankly, Dianne Feinstein was lucky to be alive. But anyway, back in the day, and we've gone back into the archives of the Todd Starnes radio program, and we pulled out some of the old Dianne Feinstein back when she was actually a good American patriot. This is Dianne Feinstein back in the 1990s talking about illegal immigration.
The day when America could be the welfare system for Mexico is gone. We simply can't afford it. And I think you've seen the figures to state and local governments of what the cost is. It's over $2 billion in California alone. And I have those figures, if you want them in specific, in my purse. And that's why the issue is now joined with 2 million illegal immigrants. It's a competition for space, whether the space is a job, the space is a home, a place in a classroom. It becomes a competition for space. This is a country that's based on immigration, and we all know that. And yet, at times, you become so overtaxed, you have to concentrate on saying the people who should be here are those who come legally at this time. And we've got to, for the time being, enforce our borders.
Wow, imagine that. A strong border Democrat. Who would have thought? That was, by the way, that position now makes you an extremist, a MAGA extremist, according to Joseph Robinette Biden. That position that Dianne Feinstein held in the 1990s now makes you an extremist. Here's another piece of great audio. I just love this because she was, even in her later years, she still had this sort of, you know, you got to know your place. And a bunch of these little kids showed up at her Senate office, and they were disrespectful to the senator. These were a bunch of little tree huggers. Here's what happened.
Ask you to vote yes on the Green New Deal.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We have our own Green New Deal.
Some scientists have said that we have 12 years to turn this around.
Well, it's not going to get turned around in 10 years. What we can do,
Senator, if this doesn't get turned around in 10 years, you're looking at the faces of the people who are going to be living with these consequences.
The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people and all
for the people. You know what's interesting about this group is I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing.
So shut the hell up, you brats!
And you say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that. I've gotten elected. I just ran. I was elected by almost a million vote plurality. And I know what I'm doing. So, you know, maybe people should listen a little bit.
I hear what you're saying, but we're the people who voted you.
Here it comes.
You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I can't vote.
Well, you didn't vote for me.
Well, she voted.
It doesn't matter. We're the ones going to be impacted. It doesn't matter. We're going to be the ones who are impacted.
All right, come on, Kamala.
I have 7 grandchildren. I understand it very well.
Senator, the cost of not taking this action is far higher than the cost of what the Green New Deal will be. And there is enormous popularity for this bill around the whole country.
Here's
and we're asking you to be brave
proposing.
And do this for us and for your grandchildren.
Girl, shut the hell up.
I'm trying to do the best I can, which was to write a responsible resolution.
Any plan that doesn't take full transformative action.
Enough of you. Enough of you. Well, you didn't vote for me. You're 16. Shut up and go back to school. Where's your mother? You see, I miss that, and we need more of that up on Capitol Hill, telling these little urchins to know their place. What was it when we were growing up? You were seen but not heard. I mean, that was the role of the children. But by the way, you got to love these leftists out there weaponizing the children, right? These kids have no idea what they're talking about, none whatsoever. So anyway, there you go. There you have it. Dianne Feinstein, who also, by the way, was pro-military, again, when she started out. So it shows you the radical progression of these lawmakers and the power of the deep state in Washington, D.C. That's what this is all about. By the way, I want to go back to Biden calling all of you people and yours truly extremist. This is President Biden yesterday, cut number 10.
And there's something dangerous happening in America now. There's an extremist movement does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career. But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it.
Oh, my word. I mean, the guy just sucks the life right out of you. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like the Crypt Keeper. So look, Biden says that you folks are the threat to democracy, not the millions of illegal aliens, the rapists and the murderers and the drug cartels flooding across our border. No. They're not the threat to democracy. You are. If you believe in the Constitution of these great United States, Joe Biden says you are an extremist. You are a threat to democracy. We would have to suggest then that Dianne Feinstein happens to be an extremist because she is tough or was tough on the border. God rest her soul. So again, What is exactly going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? When you look at the policies spewing out of this administration, they are meant to unravel the fabric of this country and also to criminalize patriotism. That's what they're trying to do here. And it's working. I was stunned this morning. You actually had Steve Doocy on Fox and Friends, who, by the way, was a rock solid conservative while Roger Ailes was alive. But now I guess his real true colors are coming out. Doocy is actually defending Joe Biden. And here's Brian Kilmeade as well. Cut number eight.
So when you have poll numbers that show you can't win, that people think you're too old, you have to make your opponent unelectable and dangerous. And how bad are those polls that he's starting it a year early before the Republicans officially even have a nominee? That's what he wants to do. He says, you know, it's not a matter of Republican or Democrat.
Right.
It's crazy people against a guy that reaches across the aisle. And hopefully the American people understand it's just people that don't want you. It doesn't mean they're crazy.
He's not saying all Republicans are MAGA extremists. He says some Republicans are the extremists.
Don't like the 74 million that voted for Trump.
Ultimately, what we've got going on right now in the House of Representatives, if you've got some extreme Republicans, extreme conservatives, far right wingers, who are standing up for what they believe in, and ultimately they are jamming up Congress.
Folks, why do you even watch Fox and Friends anymore? Why would you subject yourself to that? So now, standing up and demanding fiscal responsibility is an extremist viewpoint within the Republican Party. What I would like to know from Mr. Doocy here, and this is the problem, and this is why I would have been a bad fit on Fox and Friends, because I would have just fired back. I mean, allowing a Fox News Channel host to smear the base of their viewership. Who in the world is running Fox News Channel that is happening right now? And this is absolutely insane. But this is what they're trying to do. Joe Biden, and you have to watch this, Joe Biden is basically giving the wink and the nod to tell the mob, and I'm talking about the Maxine Waters mob, that it's okay to go out there, absolutely harass them in the supermarkets and the gas stations and the restaurants. So Joe Biden is saying, hey, these are very bad human beings. These are evil people. These are extremists, and they have to be put down. And so what's going to happen is you will see conservatives coming under attack. And this will be a long played out process. But Joe Biden is laying the groundwork for the attacks on conservatives. That's what that kind of language is meant to do. He is inciting the base of the party. He's calling up Antifa, calling up BLM, and they're going to be coming after the MAGA crowd. That's how this is going to play out. But, folks, we can't be intimidated or bullied by this nonsense. Can't do it. By the way, one more thing here. A lot of people very upset at Fox News over the debate. And it was, folks, I went back and watched parts of it, and honestly, Fox was to the left of MSNBC. In the questions and the framing of the questions coming out of that debate. Never seen anything like it. By the way, now we know there is reporting out there that before the debate, the Univision chick, Senorita, we can't understand what you're saying, she was actually invited to the White House for meetings. Why was that not disclosed by Fox? And by the way, what was she doing there? Was she getting her talking points? But it's even worse than that, because it turns out that Dana Perino, who is a very powerful person inside that Fox News building, Dana Perino, before the debate, was actually hosting an event with Mrs. Bill Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Cut number five.
Of our organization with somebody that you are here to see, the amazing Secretary Hillary Clinton. Here she is.
Ugh. Oh, my word. So now they're walking. So the music is playing and Dana Perino is walking over Hillary Clinton. And you can hear the scratching of the polyester pantsuit as she's walking across the stage. Shh, 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 the thighs moving. And then they embrace and you're like, wait, what? Dana Perino, Fox News host, is embracing Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton. She's actually a part of the Clinton Global Initiative. What's going on there? So again, it illustrates what was really happening at that debate. Because Dana Perino is one of the old Bushies. And as we all know, it's a uniparty. There's really not much wiggle room between Bill Clinton and George W. It's a shame to say, but it's the truth. So now, there you go. Dana Perino and Steve Ducey have now gone to the dark side. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to, the phone's lighting up. Give us a call. Open line Fridays, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Hi, this is Todd Starnes. You know, losing weight during the fall is pretty hard, especially with all of the great food. So let's check in with our friend Elizabeth at Calitrin. Help us out.
Well, you know, Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there. It's actually good for you, and it's proven. It's got a huge 86% success rate with our 90 days. Drug-free, stimulant-free, so it's safe with all medications. It's not going to affect those. And it's really easy, too. Once a day, right at bedtime. So you can actually be losing weight this fall with the good food and all the stuff going on. You could be losing weight, looking better, and feeling better before the holidays even get here. So check it out on our website. All the information, the science behind how it works is on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Toploss.com. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. All right, let me explain how all of this is going to go down here. There are a lot of moving parts right now with the death of Feinstein. And ultimately, it will be up to Governor Gavin Newsom to make the pick for the replacement. So there's a lot of speculation right now. And follow me. There's been a lot of frustration with Kamala Harris. So the idea and what are the things being floated around Washington inside the Beltway is that Kamala Harris would resign as vice president and that she would then be appointed senator to the state of California. That is a working theory. So the question is, what happens if that is the path forward? Because it solves a big problem for the Democrats because they know Kamala Harris is clueless. Clueless. At least Biden has an excuse for his dementia. So it lends a lot of credence to the rumors out there of how Kamala got to where she was going, if you know what I mean. So anyway, that would solve that problem. It would move her out of the way. And then the question becomes, who's your VP? Who does Biden pick as the VP? And that's where it could get really interesting, because that could impact the 2024 presidential race. There's a lot of talk about either Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton being appointed vice president, or it could very well be that Gavin Newsom is the guy. Gavin Newsom is installed as vice president, and then Biden is forced to resign. Because keep in mind, this is all about getting rid of Joe Biden. That's what this is all about. But as bad as Biden is, Harris is worse. So she's got to go. And they can take care of that lickety-split. That's an easy fix. But the Joe Biden issue is a lot more difficult because of Jill, the Mrs. Dr. First Lady. She is a force to be reckoned with. And by the way, she hates Kamala. So she wants Kamala out of the picture. But Jill Biden, she is clinging to the power. And if her husband dies today, she will do her best to make sure the nation never knows about it. Beyond Election Day. She'll keep him in a freezer somewhere. I'm telling you, this woman is ruthless, absolutely ruthless. And quite frankly, she ought to be charged with elder abuse, her and a lot of other people in that family. That is a messed up family. So again, the challenge here is, who will be the VP? If that's the move, who becomes the VP? Because that person will become president. And you mark my words, that will happen before the election in 2024. That's how all of this is going to play out. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Open Line Friday. We're going to be taking your calls. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to do it today. Stick around, everybody. A lot more coming up. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Tom Starnes Radio Show. Wow, have you seen this crazy video coming out of New York City? We've got like 9 or 10 videos up on our website, todstarnes.com. State of emergency declared. And someone actually sent me a video from my old neighborhood in Brooklyn, right off of Carroll Street in Park Slope. And the water, it looks to be about 3 to 4 feet deep. The entire city has been submerged in this crazy flash flooding. And there's actually a giant whirlpool in the middle of Carroll Street, which is where I guess a storm drain is supposed to be. But right now, they're looking at 3-4 feet of water across much of New York City. The subways, they're all shut down. There's actually water literally seeping through the walls of the subways. Unbelievable. I remember seeing this kind of, I mean, this is what it was sort of like during Hurricane Sandy back in the day. But my goodness, if you're in New York, you better have a boat or else you're not going to get anywhere today. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Charles in North Carolina, our great affiliate there, WSIC. Hi, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, happy Friday, Todd.
Happy Friday.
Thought that I would see the day where I would be called a right-wing extremist. I mean, somebody that believes in the little interpretation of the Constitution and limits on federal power. I mean, Joe Biden and these leftists, they would call George Washington and Thomas Jefferson radical extremists today. But the radical extremist is Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. They are the ones that are authoritarian. They're the ones that are have these fascist tendencies. You know, democracy is not an outcome like Joe Biden thinks it is. You know, unless the Democrats win, that democracy dies. Democracy is a process that we're debating right now. And our side, our ideas are popular with people and they're winning. And rather than want to debate that, they just want to go after their political opponents and say to people that unless they get the outcome they want, that democracy dies, and therefore any measures taken to suppress the other side is justified. It kind of reminds me, Todd, of what happened in 1934 after the Reichstag was burned down. Adolf Hitler and the Nazis passed the Enabling Act, and what they did is they used that as justification to curtail civil liberties, silent speech. It became a one-party state, and democracy effectively died in Germany right after that. But the only thing missing, when I go back and listen to Joe Biden, that speech a year ago, Todd, when he was standing up there with that red in the background, the only thing missing from Joe Biden that day was a swastika armband and a little square black mustache on his face.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a pretty fair observation of it, and that's exactly what it looked like to a lot of people. Charles, got to run. Appreciate the call. By the way, the the conversation already starting on social media. And just a reminder here that Newsom promised to appoint a black woman to the Senate if Feinstein's seat opened up. So there's currently not a black female in the U.S. Senate. And we'll see how that plays out. Larry Elder, though, our good buddy Larry Elder says Kamala Harris is not out of this. He says that she got elected DA, attorney general, and to the U.S. Senate. The first Democrat primary is in South Carolina. 60% of the voters there are black and mostly black female. So he thinks that they may be stuck with her. I don't know about that. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us a great American patriot. He is the founder and chief pollster of the Trafalgar Group, Robert Cahaley. Robert, hope you're doing good today.
Man, I'm doing great, and I'm so happy to be here as well.
You guys have some new polling data out, and it's not a surprise. It's trending along just like every other poll. If the 2024 Republican presidential primary were tomorrow, who would you most likely support? Your polling shows Donald Trump 56.1%.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny you say that. I looked yesterday, and I was like, our polls are closest to the average than any of the others. I mean, most of them are less than, 0.5 of a point away from what the average is. And so I was like, well, we must be doing something right to be that close to the actual average of all the polls. But no, but there's such a consensus right now. Of course, the national poll doesn't make any sense because we don't do it that way. But, you know, I've had to give in to start doing that. But the state polls are also very specific. I mean, you know, it's a different battle. You know, you've got DeSantis solidly in second place in Iowa, and then you got Haley trending toward second place in New Hampshire, and then Haley, DeSantis, and Scott, and Ramaswamy all fighting for second place in South Carolina. So it's a really interesting battle for second place, but there's no question who's in first.
Are you seeing any kind of movements at all in the lower tier candidates? DeSantis at 14.3%. He's not gaining any ground. It's very strange.
No, it sounds like I said the other day on Mornings with Maria, he did nothing to help himself, but he did nothing to hurt himself. I mean, he has gone through two debates, and he's really done nothing to hurt himself. It seems to me more like the debates right now are a battle for third place. Because on the national, you know, the overall, DeSantis is solidly in second, and nobody's hitting him. It's fascinating to me they're all hitting Ramaswamy, who's in third place. So it's like this huge, you know, almost like professional wrestling style battle for third place.
It was fascinating to watch that, and it was difficult to watch that. But yeah, it was as if Vivek Ramaswamy was the front runner in their estimation because they were all going after that guy.
It was unbelievable. I mean, just to see them all coming after each other, and you know, I said earlier on another show that I thought that the moderators looked more like matadors than moderators. They were just trying to wave the red flag and just get these bulls to slow down somehow. But nothing was happening. You know, these candidates were just talking over the moderators. I thought Perino did the best job of being assertive and kind of taking command. But poor Carl Rohn, they were all over her. And Stuart Varney's so polite and British. They ran over him, too.
Oh, it was brutal. We routed him like the British in the Revolutionary War. It was insane. Robert, you've been doing this a long time. President Trump now saying, look, folks, it's over. Let's get everybody focused on the general election. Do you think it is over? Is that what the polling is indicating to you thus far, that this is Donald Trump's race?
Yes, it absolutely. Now, the question becomes, what could change that? And there are a certain number of things that could change that. It's like if Trump were, quote-unquote, you know, if he was convicted in New York, the average Republican figures, hey, that jury is not, it's out to get him. They're going to disregard that. If he was convicted in Fulton County, same thing. On the other hand, if somehow he got convicted in Miami where he had a favorable judge and a favorable jury, now that might send some shockwaves. I don't think that'll happen. And I think he's certainly more, I think he's very prepared. He's got a good legal team and they're making good arguments. But the fact that they decided not to try to remove the Georgia thing to federal court means he must feel good about where he is right now. Because I would have definitely thought knowing the jury pool for federal court in Northern Georgia versus the jury pool for keeping it where it is in Fulton County is much better jury pool to go to federal court. So the fact that he chose not to do that tells me he feels a little more confident than I thought he was. But I think only that can do it. It throws something else. But, you know, there's been this feeling. It's kind of like if you ever watched a car race where the front runner might run out of gas, might not. And so the people in second, third, they're all fighting each other. But the front runner is so far ahead, if they don't run out of gas, they're going to win.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mentality.
Fascinating. Folks, we've got a link to the polling data from Trafalgar Group over on the website. Again, the latest national survey of voters, Donald Trump, 56.1%, Ron DeSantis, 14.3%. Well, Robert, we're going to check in with you from time to time through the election cycle. Really appreciate the great new intel.
And I'll be glad to give you guys an update on the MLB playoffs on the National League as well.
Who's your team, by the way?
Who's my team? You know I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Braves fan.
I know you are.
My family's been cheering for the Braves. They're in Boston, man.
Look, I hear you. It's gonna be a fun race, and both on the diamond as well as at the ballot box.
Yep.
All right, Robert.
It certainly is. I look forward to talking to y'all.
All right, appreciate you. All right, Robert Haley, he is a diehard Braves fan. I think Towery is too. Matt Towery. We're going to get Matt Towery back on the show as well. All right, you know, it's how bad is it that I haven't been following baseball this season? Dylan, you're the baseball guy.
Braves are the best team.
Mm.
They have the best record.
They're going.
Yep.
All the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go Bravos. All right. Have you been to the new stadium?
Oh, no, I haven't. I want to.
Yeah. You got to get down there. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there a couple of times. Beautiful. Stayed at a nice hotel that looked directly over the ball field.
Hey, there you go.
Not too shabby. All right, folks, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, it seems like every day I'm sharing just another story with you guys where our God-given freedoms are under attack. But it should not be this way. You know, we were talking about Coach Hugh Freeze over at Auburn University and how the atheists are coming after him for baptizing students. Well, this is why we have to support groups like Alliance Defending Freedom. And I want you to be a champion for freedom and help them defend your God-given rights. ADF is on the front lines, and they represent everyday Americans like you and me in court, and they do it free of charge. So your partnership with ADF is going to ensure that you can live your life, lead your family, run your business, practice your faith according to your deeply held beliefs. And for just $19 a month, you will be able to help fuel the fight to protect our freedoms. Here's what I want you to do. Go to ToddStearns.com. That's ToddStearns.com and click the Champion for Freedom banner at the top of the page. Pledge your monthly gift of $19 or more to ADF or give your most generous one-time gift. And thanks to a friend of ADF, that first gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar. Visit ToddStearns.com or write this number down, 855-417-6556. Again, that number is 855-417-6556. And we're doing a pre-launch, but the official radio telethon starts on Monday. But I want our audience, you guys are incredibly generous. I want us to get the ball rolling right now by getting involved and going to ToddStearns.com. And if you can't afford $19, give $5, give $10, or maybe you can afford $1,900. Whatever you're able to give, Help us support ADF.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
All right, so let's review here. The House has passed bills to fund veterans, the military, homeland security, and state and foreign ops. So now it's up to the Senate, which, by the way, is controlled by the Democrats. And we'll see how all this plays out. But we are getting very close. The clock is ticking to a government shutdown. But I want you to understand, nobody, if you're on Social Security, you're not going to be missing a check here, all right? So don't buy into all the fear-mongering out there. And there's a lot of fear-mongering. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. William on the line. William, what say you?
Todd, thank you for allowing me on your boards today. I appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend. Just Donald Trump, with all these indictments, and they're going to keep slinging them at him, I'm hoping that the man's got enough money set aside to finish running the campaign in the race, and because he's going to be spending a lot of money to defend those indictments. I was just curious on your take on that.
Well, the Trump world and MAGA Inc. has a pretty solid, you know, fundraising apparatus, but you're right. I mean, the whole point of this is to drain him of every single dollar he has. I mean, they want to destroy this man. I mean, they want to burn the body. I've never seen anything like this. They hate this man, and they will try to destroy him.
I just hope, you know, that's what I live on every day, Todd, and I know you do too because you're a man of the faith. And I just hope I know that he's a smart man and he's got plans in place for this, and I'm just hoping that it's going to be enough.
Well, you and me both. You and me both, William. Appreciate that call and that thought. 844-747-8868. Coming up, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to be here in the final hour of the program. Also, we're going to be talking to Congressman Andy Ogles from Tennessee, both of them on the government spending and this shutdown showdown. And we'll keep you updated throughout the program on any developments. But right now, the Republicans want to fund what needs to be funded. The problem is the Democrats are not giving an inch. Also, our good buddy Steve Gill, political commentator back from Russia, is going to be here to offer his 2 cents worth. Let's go to John in Morehead City, North Carolina. John, what say you?
Well, I say, Todd, I'm glad to hear from you again. But didn't the Senate only have a one vote lead with the Democrats? Now, since Senator Feinstein died, it became a 49-49 because of those two independents or whatnot.
Yes.
So technically, if that guy who had a stroke from Pennsylvania goes home sick, that means the Republicans got the majority in the Senate again.
Yeah, that would be correct. Right now, Democrats hold a 51-49 majority over the Republicans. So,
but that's with Feinstein alive.
Right. Well, he's that was what. Yeah. So now, right. So now it's 50-49. But you're right. If something happens with Fetternek. But again, we've got some old folks on our side of the aisle, too. So we just have to make sure we keep all the Republicans healthy and above ground.
Also, if we could convince those two independents or what one independent.
Well, you've got Kyrsten Sinema out of Arizona.
Yeah, if she decides, they decide to vote Republican and give up their Democrat, you know, for something, they might we can change the balance of power.
Well, you have Sinema in Arizona, and you've got Joe Manchin in West Virginia. So, yeah, I mean, on some of those hot button issues, those could be the deciding votes that could give the Republicans a win. And honestly, with what the House of Representatives is doing here with the budget, it seems to me these Senate Democrats, especially Manchin and Sinema, would be willing to go along with the Republicans. These are common sense, fiscally conservative platforms that the House Republicans are putting through. John, got to run. We are coming up on a break here. Appreciate you listening to us. All right, folks, hour two of the big show coming up. By the way, head over to the website. Great information. You got to watch these crazy videos out of New York City. Unbelievable, the flooding out there. And also, be sure to pre-order a copy of the brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. You can get that wherever you buy your books. We'll be right back, folks.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I gained a lot of weight because I was so bored. All I did was bake and eat, okay? And I knew I wasn't eating right, and I wasn't feeling right, and I didn't have any energy. And I said, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it. Not only did it give me energy and help me feel better, but I've lost 35 pounds. I know Balance of Nature is not a weight loss type program, and it may not work for everybody that way, but for me it has, and it's given me energy. And I've been able to do stuff that I haven't been able to do in years.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code REAL.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say to all New Yorkers, this is time for heightened alertness and extreme caution. If you are home, stay home. If you are at work or school, shelter in place for now. Some of our subways are flooded and it's extremely difficult to move around the city. Many of our area airports are experiencing delays. And if you are out and encounter a flooded area, be it on a roadway or a subway station, do not enter. Take necessary precaution.
All right. That's Mayor Eric Adams. A state of emergency is in effect now in New York City. It's unbelievable the amount of rain they are getting, now calling it catastrophic flooding. And folks, it's pretty awful. We understand that many of the subways have been shut down. About 3 feet of water across many sections of the city, and it's literally bubbling up from the sewers now. So you can only imagine the filth that is there flooding the streets of New York. And by the way, my old neighborhood, Carroll Street in Brooklyn, someone actually sent me some photos and videos, and it's just insane what's happening. But many stairs have been turned into waterfalls. Just unbelievable. The flooding everywhere, including Central Park. A lot of the areas, tourist areas, are underwater at the moment. And it seemed to catch a lot of people by surprise. Rush hour was an absolute mess, and a lot of people are stranded in their cars right now. This is not cool. They're saying that they had about 4 to 5 inches of rain that fell, but I'm telling you, it looks a whole lot worse than that. And in some cases, water is up to the hoods of the cars. So anyway, all right, there you go. That's the situation in New York City. Be glad you are not there today. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. This is Open Line Friday, so whatever you want to talk about today, we're going to let you talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 844-747-8868. A little bit later on this hour, Steve Gill is going to be here. We are watching the the march to a government shutdown at the hands of the Democrats. Kat Kamick and also Congressman Andy Ogles will both be here in the final hour of today's program. All right, just a few moments ago, President Biden talking about General Mark Milley, and here's what he had to say, cut 12.
General Mark Milley, a combat infantryman, a master parachutist, a Green Beret.
All right, what did he say? Again, can you play that one more time, Dylan, just so we can make sure we understood what he said?
General Mark Milley, a combat infantryman, a master parachutist, a Green Beret.
So we got the Green Beret part, but I'm still trying to understand what a combat infantry man, a master parachutist. Oh, parachute. Okay, I got that part of it. Combat is maybe... Is he trying to say that he was a combat infantryman? Is that what he was trying to say? I do not know. Anyway, Milley is out of there. All of his white rage now leaving the Pentagon, cut 13.
And always has been Mark's North Star. I'm so damn proud to serve with him. He's made it the central image on his challenge coin.
Poor Biden. He doesn't even know where he is right now. He has no clue where he is at this very moment. It's sad. It is absolutely sad. All right. Moving along, I want to give you an update on a story we told you about yesterday, and many of you were just horrified. And my hat is off to our great listeners, because once again, you folks lit up the phones and you helped right a terrible wrong. So the story came out of a middle school in Oregon where a transgender kid, now this is a dude who thinks he's a girl, a big boy, and he was terrorizing girls at this middle school. This was happening in Tualatin, Oregon, Hazelbrook Middle School. And the video, which we've got on our website, I would caution you, it is really graphic. But the video shows this large boy in a dress ambushing a smaller girl in the hallway. He grabs the girl from behind by the hair, pulls her to the ground or throws her to the ground, and then just starts pummeling the little girl. Not a single adult, not a single student tried to stop the attack. So this apparently has been going on, and there were other videos that surfaced showing this kid going out there and attacking these young biological girls. And so we shared the story with you. The school district refused to do anything about this at all. And so we shared the information, the name of the school, and you folks lit up the phone lines. And I'm very excited to share with you that the school district has now announced that they have turned all of this information over to the police, and there is a criminal investigation underway. But the school district is still very upset because somebody filmed all of this. No, what they're upset about is that somebody exposed the cover-up. And we saw the same thing happen, by the way, in Virginia, in Loudoun County, where a boy who said he was a girl was accused of sexually assaulting a biological girl in the bathroom in the locker room. And the school tried to cover it up. That's exactly what would have happened here, but the video was published. We were happy to shine a light on this story, and now the police are involved, and hopefully, this kid will go to jail. Anyway, the school says the video of the incident has inspired false information and a focus and discourse on sexual identity. These acts have contributed to the trauma individuals and families are already experiencing. Again, this young man should have been getting psychological counseling. He's not a girl. He's a boy. And if somebody in that school district had the courage to point that out, maybe, just maybe, this whole thing could have been avoided. So we'll keep you updated on this and to let you know how things play out. All right, let's go to the phones here. Richard on the line. Hi, Richard. What's on your mind?
Hey, this budget thing. Here's a strategy. First, shut down the government. Let's start there.
And instead of trying to cut the budget, forget that. How about we do this? Let's defend what's constitutional. So I hear people complaining, oh, the military. Hey, I'm with you. Provide for a common defense. You made your case. Boom. That's funded. Now make a case for the next thing. Instead of trying to cut it, let them build back better a constitutional republic that's funded properly. That's my thought. Does that make any sense?
No, it does make sense. And I'm a big fan of that idea. Is just, you know what? Let's just tear it all down and start all over again. You know, what are the things the Constitution lays out as the responsibilities of the federal government? We do those things and we do nothing else. The states are responsible for everything else. And honestly, Richard, the one thing I was really disappointed with President Trump about was the Department of Education. That should have been dismantled. That should have been the first order of business.
Agreed. Where is it in the Constitution? That's a state's right. That's an individual parent right.
So, that's it.
Yeah.
And by the way, the churches back in the day used to be responsible for educating the kids.
That's where it started. Yeah.
There you go.
And then we handed it over to the public institution, institutionalized it, and so that's the thought. Is okay. I get the battle. Go ahead. Let the government, even if it's for a minute, I don't care. But then let them get up there and make their case. Well, this is really constitutional. Okay, we'll fund that. And we'll get, instead of trying to trim back, we'll actually build back a constitutional budget. That's the idea.
Love it. Richard, it is a great thought. It's a great idea. Appreciate you calling in, and thank you for that. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Colleague from New York City say that this was cruel that we want to secure our borders. You know what's cruel? In New York City yesterday at one of the migrant shelters, a 7-year-old girl was sexually abused. You know what's cruel? That somebody was stabbed at the Roosevelt shelter in Manhattan. The fact that there are dozens of crimes being committed and our mayor and you guys are doing nothing about it.
All right, that was Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, a great Republican, also a lady boxer, by the way. She will beat the holy living you-know-what out of you. So she is fired up, and we're going to be bringing you more comments from the House floor as debates rage today, moving closer to the government shutdown. But I do want to get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Diane in Maine. Hi, Diane. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. You're talking to a Bible-believing, gun-toting American woman that loves Donald John Trump.
I love to hear that, Diane. You sound like my kind of lady.
I certainly am, Todd. I listen to you every day. I get in the car and I turn you right on.
Thank you.
What I am worried about, Todd, and I didn't mean to cut you off there, is all the bills that Trump is going to incur because of all these phony indictments. Him, Rudy Giuliani, our best mayor we've ever had in this country for New York City. People have a short memory. Do they remember what he did on 9/11? And Donald Trump was down there helping him. There's pictures of that. How the American people, Todd, can forget these things, I just don't know. And I'm all for this shutdown. We have got to cut the snake's head off all the way.
Diane, I'm with you. You're fired up today. It's interesting. You mentioned the money and the cost, and it's more than any of us could ever imagine. Here's what I hope would happen when Trump wins the White House. If we have a majority in the Senate and the House, I would like to see legislation move that would reimburse all of these individuals who were wrongly accused and targeted. So if you're found, not guilty, then the government has to fork over and pay your bills. That's the only, or the people responsible for targeting him in the first place would have to pay that bill, namely Barack Obama.
Idea, Todd. You know, Todd, I have 20 flags on my front lawn.
Wow.
I had a friend or someone, they dropped a whole bag of flags, about 30 of them, on my front porch last week. So I don't know how much more room. I'm right on a busy, busy highway, so it shows. I have signs up there, shut the border down. Today I'm there, stand firm, MAGA all the way. I just, why isn't everybody in the state of Maine, in other states, doing the same thing? Put your flag up. Defend this country once and for all. People have died for this country. Can't you remember World War One, World War Two? What's the matter with you? There I go again.
No, look, I'm going to let you host the rest of the show, Diane. This is great.
You know, Todd, I went to a school meeting one night, and my husband said to me, well, it'd be nice to sit there and listen. It was about the genderqueer books. Well, that's not for me, Todd. I can't just sit there and listen. And a lot of people in front of me had big scripts and books that they were reading from. Todd, I spoke from my heart. My first sentence was, I believe in God, but I believe in the devil as well. And Todd, when I got done, I had more people come up, men with business suits on, shaking my hand and saying, you were the best we've heard all night. And I only spoke from the heart. And I firmly believe that's what Donald John Trump does every time he speaks. And I love that man, and I love his family.
You know, Diane,
for what he's done for this country.
I got to say, I can hear the passion in your voice, and you're right. This is a matter of the heart for a lot of people in this country, and I don't think even the people over at Fox News get that. They don't understand. This really isn't about politics anymore. This is about doing the right thing, and Donald Trump did right by us when he was in the White House. 4 years, he did right by us. Did he do everything he wanted to accomplish? No, but he did a lot. Did he do everything the way I think it should have been done? No, but you know what? That's okay. The country did not elect me. They elected him president. So he's got my support, and he always has, Diane. And I catch a lot of flack from that. There are a lot of conservative talk show hosts out there, and they've jumped on board the DeSantis campaign, and that's fine. That's good for them. But you know what? I believe that we've got to give this man a second chance to finish what he started.
100% hard. And listen, when he gets into office, and I firmly believe if he doesn't, our country is gone. But when he gets into office, we can't just leave it up to him. We have to help him. We have to have his back every day, help him fight this. Because I'm 74 years old, and I've never seen this country go down the path it's going down right now. My brother died in the Air Force at 21 years old. My uncle died on the shores of Normandy. My best friend died in Nam at the age of 19. These people are rolling in their graves right now, Todd, seeing, you know, what is happening to our... It isn't a government of the people anymore. It's a government for themselves.
Yeah,
they're taking everything they can take. And I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. And I love Matt Gaetz, and I want to run this by you. How would a VP like Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump be together?
Well, that would be pretty wild. I think Matt Gaetz has his eyes set on the governorship there in Florida, but who knows? Diane, let me ask you, because we're coming up on a break here. Let me ask you, do you have a copy of Culture Jihad, my book?
No, I haven't, Todd.
All right. Well,
not yet anyway.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. And Diane, I'm going to send you, guys, let's send Diane a copy of Culture Jihad. So let's get her address. And I want to send you a copy of the book in the mail.
Thank you, Todd. And I love you. And I love you for what you stand for. And I listen to you. You're one of the greatest talk shows since Rush Limbaugh. I just love you right to death, Todd.
Well,
keep it up.
Thank you, Diane. And appreciate you calling in. And hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We'll get your information. All right. Wow. Thank you, Diane. I like you. All right. Here we go. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up, our good buddy Steve Gill is going to be phoning in on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And I want to tell you about this Newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian and conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, that's it. They're the only ones. And they are huge fans of what we're doing on this program. And they are supporters of the show. Patriot Mobile offers incredible nationwide cell phone coverage, and they give you the ability to access all three of the major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding left-wing causes. You see, Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life. They have a great customer service team right here, based in the right here in the United States of America. And you get to keep your number, you get to keep your phone, and you can also upgrade. By the way, they sell phones too. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can call them, 972-PATRIOT. And they're going to give you free activation with my offer code, Todd. Folks, that's going to save you $30 right out of the gate. So again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd or 972-PATRIOT. Give them a call. Talk to them. We'll be right back.
Count on Lowe's for innovative award-winning laundry pairs. Right now, get an extra $100 off select laundry pairs, including the best overall washer and dryer set of 2023 from Electrolux. It uses innovative Smart Boost technology to premix laundry detergent with water before the wash for better stain removal and cleaner clothes. Visit Lowe's today because Lowe's knows home improvement. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. 2023 Editor's Choice Review.com USA Today Network.
My staff will tell you if it was under 1,000 apprehensions the day before, that was a relatively good number. And if it was above 1,000, it was a relatively bad number, and I was going to be in a bad mood the whole day. On Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
All right, so he says they were in a crisis. That was Jay Johnson, by the way, in 2019. That was Obama's DHS secretary. So he was saying, I cannot even begin to imagine what 4,000 illegals a day crossing would look like. It's a crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, this week alone, border crossings are topping 10,000 a day. So if 4,000 a day is a crisis, what would 10,000 a day be? Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, the political analyst, Steve Gill, joins us. Steve, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing good, and I would say it's gone from crisis to beyond invasion, particularly since you look at the videos, and most of these are military-age young men coming from countries all over the world, including many that hate us and are, you know, going to infiltrate us from the inside and do damage to us from the inside. We've gone beyond the cartels. We've got folks coming in from China. We've got folks coming in from Venezuela that, again, are military-age young men.
It's a dangerous situation. You know, a few days ago, they planted, it was either the Colombian or Venezuelan flag on a Texas island in the middle of the Rio Grande. At that point, Steve, the logistics of that are very clear. They have invaded, and now they are occupying our territory. That's what this is, an invasion and occupation.
And it's showing no signs of stopping. And you've got the, you know, the deluded Biden administration on one hand claiming that the border is not open, where anybody with eyeballs can see that it's something decidedly different. Or on the other hand, they're allowing this or encouraging this because it is destructive, and they're looking at millions of new voters that they're going to give advantages to. Here's the crazy thing, Todd. Now their new policy is they want to set up an app so that people don't actually have to cross the border illegally and come in. They can go to the app, and we will fly them into the country to wherever they want to go. Of course, provide them their free cell phone, provide them money, put them up in a hotel room. I'm trying to figure out that, you know, here during football season, can I time my schedule and go to University of Tennessee's football, you know, games on the road and have the administration fly me to all the away games?
You know, Steve, just a few moments ago, KJP was talking to the White House press corps. And here's the deal. Biden and McCarthy have had no conversations about the shutdown, none whatsoever. And when they asked if, in fact, Biden would reach out, she said no, emphatically no. She says that the president bears no responsibility whatsoever to get a budget signed into law.
You know, isn't it interesting that whenever, you know, Republicans are in charge, it's the Republicans' fault. Whenever Democrats are in charge, it's the Republicans' fault. And the media is going to play this same game. And look, I'm a procrastinator. When I was in college, I'd wait till the night or two before my paper was due to start writing it. But I was dealing with my own grades. They're dealing with our tax dollars. And I got to blame Congress, both sides of the aisle. They took the whole month off last month, and then they took last weekend off for a three-day weekend. They're not serious about dealing with this, or they would have already done with it. And they're not serious about putting Americans first when they've already made arrangements with the Biden administration to ensure that Ukraine, their bureaucrats, their soldiers, their people continue to get funding, even if the government shuts down, while our soldiers, our seniors, and the kids in daycare, they get shut down. But by God, we're going to make sure Ukraine keeps getting their money in a government shutdown.
I thought it was interesting. You mentioned Ukraine, Steve. Day before yesterday, Mitch McConnell was out there saying, well, the number one priority among Republicans is funding Ukraine. However, that was clearly not reflected in the vote yesterday that House Republicans took.
Yeah, and for the first time, you had a majority of the majority. A majority of Republicans voted to stop funding Ukraine. It was a close, you know, majority, I think 117 to 110 or 1-5. It was close. But for the first time, you have a majority of Republicans saying, no, we're not going to fund the endless war that we've been, you know, told Ukraine has been winning since the beginning, and they're not even coming close to winning. But again, McCarthy and the, you know, fund Ukraine till the last dollar we have borrowed from China, they're going to close the government down, put people at risk for the sake of Ukraine when we can't even control our own border. And McCarthy, I agree with Matt Gaetz, he needs to be removed if his priority is Ukrainians rather than Americans.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And again, I think the average American now understands, I hope they do, Steve, that we have the same problem that Ukraine has. We've got an open, porous border. So we have been invaded just like they were invaded. And it's beyond me why our nation's leaders, Republican and Democrat, are more determined to protect Ukraine's border than ours.
And why do they all bow and scrape to Zelensky? This is a guy who has canceled 11 opposition political parties, canceled any independent media, and actually jailed an American journalist for daring to report the truth who lives in Ukraine, and has shut down the Russian Orthodox churches, you know, go after the religion, and has canceled their elections that are supposed to take place in a few months unless American taxpayers fund them. So no elections, no opposition party, no free media, and curtailing religious liberty. And this is the democracy we're defending?
Yeah. All right. It's great. It really is crazy stuff. All right. What are your predictions here, Gil? We've got the shutdown looming. What we're talking about, midnight tomorrow.
Oh, it shuts down. The question is who will blink first? And I think that the Freedom Caucus in the House, they're pretty adamant. I think Byron Donalds and others are making it clear they will not vote for a budget that funds Ukraine at the expense of America. And I think that this will be a good move if we, for the American people, highlight that the Democrats are literally putting illegals crossing our border and Ukrainians ahead of the American people. While our, you know, economy is struggling with Bidenomics, or Bidenflation, as it would be more properly told, they're hurting us for the sake of whatever political agenda they've got, but it is certainly not an agenda for America.
Steve, I want to go back into the archives. This is from the 1990s. The voice you're hearing is Senator Dianne Feinstein, Cut 11.
The day when America could be the welfare system for Mexico is gone. We simply can't afford it. And I think you've seen the figures, the state and local governments, of what the cost is. It's over $2 billion in California alone. And I have those figures, if you want them in specific, in my purse. And that's why the issue is now joined with 2 million illegal immigrants. It's a competition for space, whether the space is a job, the space is a home, a place in a classroom. It becomes a competition for space. This is a country that's based on immigration, and we all know that. And yet, at times, you become so overtaxed You have to concentrate on saying the people who should be here are those who come legally at this time. And we've got to, for the time being, enforce our borders.
You know, it's interesting, Gil.
Amazing.
Isn't it? Joe Biden would have considers that to be an extremist position now.
Yeah, she's an extreme MAGA person based upon that that context. And what was it, $2 billion a year that she was talking about the cost? It's about $2 billion a day now and going up as the flood across the border continues. And you've got not only those that come illegally, but then they birth a baby as soon as they're here. They get status, and then they use that to argue that they can't send the parents home for breaking into our country. There is no common sense available. By the way, you know, with due respect and respect for her long years of service and compassion for her family, the Associated Press reported her passing today as centrist Dianne Feinstein was one of the strongest advocates of liberal policies and progressive agendas. Like, how can you call somebody a centrist when they're the leading advocate of the partisan left-wing agenda? But that's the spin you get out of the Associated Press trying to paint her as a moderate today.
Well, and look, I mean, she was back in the day, but they're not anymore. Those days are long gone now. And I think that really does bode for a conversation about what actually happens to people when they get elected and they move to Washington, Republican and Democrat, Steve.
Well, and the left wanted to go after her and start primarying her, and that she was going to have a primary opposition anyway with Schiff and some others. They were wanting to go after her because she dared to be respectful and say some nice things about Amy Coney Barrett and gave Lindsey Graham a hug. I mean, that was absolutely in unacceptable by any standard, because you have to be hateful to the other side, and just showing respect to the other side made her an anathema to the left. It's again, that's how far the Democrats have moved, how far the left has moved, and they're out of control. They can talk about MAGA Republicans all they want, but our policies are mainstream with where America is. Theirs are to the extreme, and even attacking her for daring to simply be civil to somebody on the other side of the aisle.
All right, Steve, got to leave it there, folks. You can follow Steve Gill on The Gill Report. That's The Gill Report on Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it these days. All right.
whatever letter today.
There you go. All right, Steve, appreciate you. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
now.
Dad.
All right. There you go. I can't call it X. That's just me. I'm not an X guy. All right. We've got a fact check on Joe Biden. So Biden is out there saying that toward the end of his Senate campaign, he convinced Strom Thurmond, the Dixiecrat, to vote for the civil rights legislation. He says, not a joke, not a joke. Well, according to the Associated Press, that's not true. That's not true. The AP says Biden had not even been elected to the U.S. Senate when the Civil Rights Act passed in 1964, and Thurmond was among the most prominent Southern Democrats to vote against the bill. The White House, again, this is not the first time that he has made this assertion. So the last time, the White House had to come out and confirm that, yes, once again, the president misspoke in his remarks. So it's not a matter of misspeaking. It's either he's intentionally lying or the guy is senile. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is Open Line Friday, so whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about today. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.
want to thank Senator Marsha Blackburn. She wrote a really nice endorsement for the new book. I want to read this to you. Todd Starnes articulates Joe Biden's radical attempt to destroy American society, both politically and culturally, like no one else can. America is at a crossroads, and this book provides a beacon of hope and aspiration to embrace our nation's core values and reclaim our founding principles. A must-read for anyone who values freedom, liberty, and the future of America. That's a U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee. So thank you so very much, Senator Blackburn. Appreciate that. And folks, we would love for you to head over to wherever you buy your books. Amazon is a great starting point. And get yourself an advanced copy, a pre-ordered copy of the new book. All right. This story out of Memphis, by the way. Have you ever heard a church bell ringing? Like, unfortunately, most Baptist churches, we don't ring bells unless it's during the Wednesday night business meeting. And then somebody's bell's getting ringed. But anyway, there is a Catholic church in the Midtown Memphis area. And this is an area that is heavily populated by lefties and godless heathens, just in general, and the woke crowd. You're going to probably see a lot of man buns in that part of Memphis. Anyway, the neighbors in this particular part of town are very upset because the Catholic Church has been ringing bells. So they ring the church bells, and now they're complaining, and they're complaining to the local ABC television affiliate. One local resident said, those church bells, they ring 13 hours a day and every half an hour. We can't get any relief. They met with the priest, the diocese, and city leaders, but they say there still has not been a compromise. Now, Father Yoelvis Gonzalez, wait, really? Is that his name? Yoelvis! Yo, Father Elvis! I love it. What a great name for a priest in Memphis. Father Yoelvis said yeah, they said, we're not talking to the media. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all, Padre. The city does not list a decibel level requirement for the church bells, but people are all upset. The priest says, we've tried to meet with the neighbors, but they have not tried to have an actual meeting with us. One resident said she was disgusted. I was immediately told they were going to be using the bells however they wanted, and that I should consider the church bells an invitation to go to church. And then he blocked me. Ugh. Yeah, you know what? I'd block you too, lady. Go to church. You might learn a thing or two, ma'am. Anyway, hundreds of people have apparently signed a petition, and they want the Catholics to turn down the volume on their bells. I'm sorry, what, Dylan? I can't hear you. Hello? What's a ding-a-ling ding-dongs? All right, let's go to the phones here. Sharon in North Carolina. Sharon, help me out here. What's happening?
Oh, I got a, hey, the last one I got a left. Our church had chimes, and some of the new neighbors that moved in the neighborhood complained about how loud, so we had to turn them down. You know what? None of them go to our church. You know, what can I say? Okay, I agree with you about this Tafari Campbell thing there at Martha's Vineyard in the Obama mansion.
Oh, yes, the private chef found naked on the paddleboard. Yes, yes.
Well, here's the thing. This raises an enormous amount of questions for me. I'm one of those nosy people that think about why. Now, I read a short article, a news article out of a paper about this in the state police detective unit that is, now mind you, state police detective unit. It's a very special unit that is designated for the Cape and Island districts. We're the one, and then the Edgerton police were the ones that they investigated this. Now, my question is, why would he be at the mansion on Martha's Vineyard? They say he was visiting there. Why would they need a chef at the mansion if the Obamas aren't there? Why do they need a chef at the mansions? Unless they needed a chef who is well-versed in dietary needs of foreign dignitaries. So that raises the question, were the Obamas hosting some foreign dignitaries? And that's why Tafari Campbell was called there to work.
Either that or he was cooking something more than grits, if you know what I mean.
And well, once I get that question, it goes to the next one.
Real quick.
So were the Obamas hosting foreign dignitaries? And if so, who were they? And what country were they from? Mm. And why? And the Secret Service have them listed on visitor law.
Sharon, these are all great questions. The computer's going to cut us off. These are great questions. This story is not going away. And again, it was Obama's own Secret Service detail that found the guy, which means Obama was very nearby. Or Michael, Michelle, my apologies. Freudian slip. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a free health tip brought to you by Peloton.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway.
Inhaling and long exhale out.
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Embrace the power of daily walks for improved health and well-being. Walking is a simple yet effective form of exercise that offers a wide range of health benefits. Whether you stroll through the park, walk around your neighborhood, or take a brisk walk during your lunch break, there are a lot of health benefits to getting in your daily walks. Next time you may be craving that afternoon cup of coffee, try a Peloton walk outside to go grab your coffee. The Peloton app offers structured walking experiences regardless of your environment. So get out and enjoy that fresh air with the help of Peloton.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Starnes.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. I'm Todd Starnes. Hope you are doing great wherever you might be across America. And by the way, I want to welcome all of our viewers on Newsmax 2. This is a very exciting day. Today we are doing a simulcast, and we'll be launching this on Monday on Newsmax 2, an incredible platform. And we're excited to tell you more about that on Monday. But all that to say, we're going to have a lot more folks watching and listening to the program. Today is Open Line Friday, and here's what that means. You can call in, and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. So give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go down to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from Florida's 3rd Congressional District, the great Kat Kamick. Kat, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, how are you doing? Stressful day on the Hill.
Yeah, we've been following a lot of the developments, and I know that you're rushing from one meeting to another, and we appreciate you taking some time with us. Give us the very latest, and where do we stand with this looming shutdown?
Well, this week we've been fast and furiously trying to put together the single issue appropriation bills, which have some significant cuts, some really great reforms. And last night, 3 out of the 4 appropriations bills passed. The ag and FDA appropriations bill failed. But just now, as I was coming off the House floor from our second series of votes, the stopgap, which included the border security bill and a 30% cut to non-security agencies across the board. It's actually a smaller number in terms of overall spending than the appropriations process. That just failed. So that now puts the ball in the Senate court and empowers the Senate to send what would be known as a clean CR. Which a clean CR is essentially a rubber stamp of last year's funding. And the Senate has said that they are going to include funding for Ukraine, of which I do not support, and try to tie up all of the things that us conservatives want, like border security, with Ukraine funding. And I think that that's just incredibly disingenuous and, again, an America Last policy. So at 4 o'clock today, we will have a conference with all of the Republican members to have that really tough family fight and discussion about, are we going to keep down this path, or are we going to get our house in order? And I think it's time to get the house in order.
I'm with you. And I think the American people are as well. You know, they're tired of kicking the can down the road. They're tired of the continuing resolutions over and over and over again.
Yeah. You know, I say this often, you know, we can cut, we can cap, but until we change the way we do business up here, nothing will ever change. We will be right back in the same scenario in a year's time. And so for us to get back to regular order is critically important. It's really important for members to understand where all of the hardworking taxpayers' money is going. And when you start going line by line through the spreadsheets and you're really seeing how much funding has increased over the years, you start to ask the right questions. And as a result, you know, all of a sudden we're seeing massive cuts and really, really thoughtful approaches to funding the necessary services that are outlined in the Constitution. But when you have this constant lazy rubber stamp of a clean CR that has been implemented year after year, that is a disservice, not just to our nation today, but for generations to come.
Now,
that's an autopilot of continuing this downward trajectory where our country will be $33 trillion today, $60 trillion tomorrow in debt.
Wow.
And our entire nation will be insolvent. And that is when we get very, very nervous about the security of the nation. I mean, so it's a very, very tough time up here in Washington. Lots of frustration, lots of anger. And you're going to be seeing it play out in real time.
All right. Congresswoman Kat Kamick from Florida on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Real quick, KJP, just a few moments ago, said the president has absolutely no intention of speaking to Speaker McCarthy, says that the president bears no responsibility at all on the budget. This is between the Republicans. How do you respond to that?
I think that's childish. I mean, you are commander-in-chief, and you are going to say you're not going to speak to the Speaker of the House, of the People's House? That's absurd. Again, he wants to play politics with people's lives. And KGP, I mean, you know, she can say that the border's secure all day long, but I'll tell you what, we've got Border Patrol agents up here in Washington today talking about this is the worst that they have seen it in their 25, 30-year careers. They're begging for help. And we can say directly that this border crisis is a direct result of the lack of action from Joe Biden. This is Biden's border crisis. It is a national security crisis, a humanitarian crisis. It's a public safety crisis. This is his fault, and he has to own it today, tomorrow, yesterday, and every other day.
And
so for him to say that this is our fault, that is disingenuous. And for him to say he's not even going to work towards a solution, that is un-American.
All right, Kat, we're going to leave it there. Promise we would get you out before 2:13 your time. And so we appreciate you. I know it's going to be a long weekend, but we appreciate you holding the line on spending.
I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you so much.
All right, Kat Kamick, everybody, from Florida, 3rd Congressional District. By the way, and she's not kidding here, when we're talking about a crisis at the border, in 2019, you had Jay Johnson, who was then the DHS, who was Obama's DHS secretary, saying in 2019 that having 4,000 people crossing the border on one day would be catastrophic. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the point where as many as 10,000 people are crossing the border every single day. This is where we are in America right now. So we're going to be following this story. But you need to be on the phones, and you need to be affirming people like Kat Kamick and the other Republicans who are holding their ground and standing their ground here. By the way, Joe Biden calling people like Kat Kamick extremist. Steve Ducey from Fox News Channel calling people like Kat Kamick extremist, far-right extremist. And what is the crime here? The only thing they're saying is we've got to start behaving like Republicans. We've got to make sure that we are not spending more than we are bringing in. And if we cannot be fiscal conservatives as Republicans, then what is the point of the party, ladies and gentlemen? That's my question. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. What do you want? What do you want the Republicans to do here? Do you want them to hold the line or do you want them to surrender? Because it's about to get really ugly up on Capitol Hill. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show on N2. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. You just heard from Congresswoman Kat Kamick from Florida. Let's go back to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we're honored to have our good friend, Congressman Andy Ogles from Tennessee, joining us. By the way, the congressman last night voted no on sending $300 million of your money to Ukraine. Congressman, do we have you there? All right.
Andy Ogles?
Yep, there we go. Congressman, you're live on the air.
Yeah, sorry about that. I dropped a call on you. User error. totally on me.
All right. That's all right, Congressman. We appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate you, by the way, voting no on that additional $300 million in funding to Ukraine yesterday.
Well, you know, I think most Americans agree that, you know, before we defend someone else's or secure someone else's border, we should secure our own. And look, not only is it paying for all sorts of things in Ukraine, but we're paying their first responders. We're paying for their infrastructure. I mean, again, we have so much need here. So I'm not an America alone guy, but I am an America first person.
Well, I'm with you on that. And I want to get your reaction to something President Biden said yesterday, calling people like you, people like Kat Kamick, Scott Perry, who's going to be on in just a few moments, calling you guys extremist, far right extremist. Your reaction to the president?
Well, I guess I should send him a thank you note. You know, it's one of those, I think what I represent and where I'm at on the issues is where most Americans are at. I mean, you look, you know, we had a teletown hall last night, roughly 6,000 folks on there, and we asked a series of questions about Ukraine and about a government shutdown, and overwhelmingly, Americans fed up with Congress. They're fed up with the President of the United States. And so I'm up here doing my job, which is to fight for less spending and less government. And if that makes me a radical, you can lay whatever title or name call that you want on me. But that doesn't change the fact that the American people are sick of this crap.
So Congressman, let's sort of put on your prophetic hat here and let's talk about tomorrow. What do you think's going to happen? Are we going to see a shutdown?
Well, so we literally just voted. That's why I was jumping on at the last minute onto your radio program. So 21 of us Republicans, we voted no on the continuing resolution. It was 30 days. You know, it was one of those that they packaged it with all this stuff to make it look pretty. But at the end of the day, we knew it wouldn't pass. And so, you know, let's get back to the table. And I want to be clear. So if you go back to January, the speaker's fight, we promised the American people that we would pass 12 appropriations bills. And we could have gotten that done, mostly done by the end of July. But what did leadership do? They sent us home. You know, if I was the Speaker of the House and you were Speaker of the House and your determination was to keep that promise to the American people, I would have, you know, told the delegation, we're going to stay here and we're not leaving until we get this done. But instead, we were sent home for August, for our August work period. And so when we came back in September, there was no intent on passing the 12 appropriations bills. It was predetermined that there was going to be a CR. And if you look back in history, over the last 50 years, we've only passed 12 appropriations bills 12 times. That's ridiculous.
Oh, it's outrageous. And again, this is something that we have seen with the Republicans capitulating to the Democrats, kicking the can down the road. And it was our understanding this was all going to stop if Kevin McCarthy got the speakership. And it looks like, you know, he's backtracking. That's a nice way of saying it.
Well, and like I said, you know, if there was real intent to pass the 12 appropriations bills, which he agreed to do, we would have stayed here in August. Now, would I consider a 7-day CR if it meant we would continue to vote on and pass appropriations bills? I'd have that conversation, but I'm not going to give someone just a blanket 30 days or a blanket 45 days or whatever they're going to try to propose. That's not what we were promised. That's not what I told my constituents. And quite frankly, we should have never been put in this position. Leadership, we should have worked through August. We should have gotten this done. We should have kept our promises. And quite frankly, I'm ticked off.
All right. So 7 day, are others talking about that? Is that an option on the table, a 7 day continuing resolution?
It is being discussed. And again, I have a hard time swallowing the idea of just another continuing resolution. But what it does allow you to do on day five or six, if we haven't passed another appropriations bill, if the government shuts down, that's on leadership, right? I mean, that's on them. And if they keep their word, then you could reauthorize another 7 days so that we can look back at the American people and say, look, we did it. For the sixth time in 50 years, we kept our word. That is an accomplishment in and of itself. Now, you still have the back and forth and the volleys between the House and the Senate that would take place. And so, I'm happy to take your thoughts on it or your listeners' thoughts on it, but it's like this same way of doing business in D.C., wash, rinse, repeat, and then somehow you're going to get a different outcome. It's not working. And so we've got to fight for change, and that's why I voted no.
I know we've got to let you go here, Congressman, but look, my vote, and I'm a fellow Tennessean, I say no 7 day, 6 day, 5 day, 4 day. We've known this day was coming. Let's get it done. And if we can't, let's stand our ground. And it's on President Biden and the Democrats.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you. God bless.
All right. There you go. Congressman Andy Ogles, ladies and gentlemen. Hope he takes my advice on that. We'll ask Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, just getting word. He wanted to phone into the show. And so we're expecting him to call in at the bottom of the hour. And we'll ask him about this scuttlebutt involving a 7 day continuing resolution. But you heard the congressman, and his people are listening. So what say you, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want the Republicans to hold the line, or are you supportive of this new effort that's being talked about, a 7 day continuing resolution to try and get all of this worked out? Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. And this is your lawmakers need to hear from you on this. Otherwise, we could have once again kicking the can down the road. And I don't care if it's 1 day, 2 days, or 7 days. We all know how this is going to end up. By the way, here is President Biden yesterday talking about our great radio audience. Cut number 10.
And there's something dangerous happening in America now. There's an extremist movement. Does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career. But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it.
So again, what Biden is doing here, this is so devious. But we saw this happen in 2016, where the Democrats were painting the conservatives, the America First conservatives, the MAGA crowd, as subhuman. Remember what Hillary Clinton said, that we were a basket of irredeemable deplorables. And the key word there was irredeemable. In other words, it doesn't matter how good you are, if you support the Republican agenda, if you support Donald Trump, then you are somehow beyond redemption. And we saw what happened after that kind of language was inserted into the political lexicon. We saw Trump supporters being beaten in the streets, bloodied, San Diego, San Jose, and Milwaukee. We saw little children even being attacked. A little boy wearing a MAGA hat was attacked by grown adults in New Hampshire. We saw school teachers telling their students they wish Donald Trump was assassinated. You see, this is the kind of language, this is the kind of rhetoric that we've got to pay very close attention to. So Joe Biden, he's not writing this stuff, right? So this is all coming from the people pulling the strings. This is coming from the same people back in 2016, and that would be Barack Hussein Obama and Susan Rice and that crowd. But again, folks, you just have to pay attention to all of this and just watch yourself, because it is going to get ugly out there. They see the polling data. They see what's happening with Joe Biden in the polls, and they're getting nervous. They're getting scared that Donald Trump just very well might return to the White House again and finish what he started by rooting out the deep state. All right, we're going to take your calls on this. ToddStarnes.com, by the way, is our website. Be sure to go and check that out. All sorts of great stories, great content for you. Again, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us. I want to go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're so honored to have with us the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, our good friend from Pennsylvania, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, thank you. I know it's a very busy day, and if you could just give our listeners a lay of the land, and where are we right now?
Well, Todd, thank you so much, and it is hard to define the lay of the land right now. I will tell you, this is a moment where two things can be true at the same time. At least as chairman of the Freedom Caucus, I have friends on both sides of this discussion. But the arrangement that just failed on the floor would have been a 30% cut for 30 days to general government, would have funded the military and the border and imposed the border policy that we passed in the House on the federal government for that 30 days. Now, I don't know that the Senate would have considered any of that, but at least they would have been, I think, accused of shutting down the government had we passed that. However, we did not pass that. So that's true. The other thing that is true is that, unfortunately, we're likely to see a much worse outcome because some of our colleagues on the Republican side will likely now side with the Democrats and pass whatever piece of garbage legislation comes out of the Senate. And America will maybe it's not for the first time, but maybe with clear eyes see the uniparty and the swamp that is destroying the country, which is one of the goals of some of the folks that voted against this funding package. They want to expose the uniparty and the people. Todd, there's a very strong sense and a feeling, and I think there's a lot of validity to it, that this continuous, as you know, for almost 50 years now of continuing resolutions, omnibus, minibus, cromnibus, all these weirdo things where you package all the funding into one vote. That was the goal from the beginning, though we tried to upend that in January, as you know, and we were on track to do that. But that all got blown up for certain in May, and it's very clear now there was never any intention, it seems, to pass all 12 appropriations bills. 12 spending bills is what they are, and I just want to tell your audience that the time that the House has passed 12 spending, individual separate spending bills, so you can see how your representative votes and they're exposed to the daylight for their votes. That hasn't happened since 1996.
Wow. This is just insane, Congressman. At this very moment, we're looking at video from the border where the Border Patrol is literally cutting down razor wire in real time. Yes. And allowing the illegals to come in and literally fist bumping the illegals, not taking them into custody, fist bumping them as they're crossing our border. Yes. Invading our country, Congressman.
That's exactly right. And I think this, I was one of the folks that negotiated on behalf of this arrangement to cut 30% and impose this border requirement on the Biden administration. So obviously, I think that we would be in a stronger tactical position against the president at this time. Where I differ with some of my beloved colleagues, and I respect them completely, they are saying that the Biden administration owns the border, owns the crisis, and while his numbers are being driven into the dirt by the American people who object to it, we should get out of the way and let that happen. And that is wholly separate from what just happened in the House. I didn't respectfully see it that way, but I understand their position.
So Congressman, we just had on Andy Ogles, Congressman from Tennessee, and he hinted that
good guy,
there might be a possible 7-day continuing resolution to get all of this squared away. He asked my opinion. I said, how about a 0-day? No more, you know, I think the American people, Congressman, are sick of it because they know where all of this is eventually going to end up going. So let's just stand our ground and fight the fight.
And neither you nor Andy is wrong about that. And like I said, you know, we hoped that we would get the leverage by passing this this border bill with the 30% cut. But at the same time, I must confide in you and your audience that yesterday we demanded from the speaker a plan with a timeline and, you know, milestones to where we could see that there was actual sincerity in a plan to pass these individual remaining appropriations bills. And of course, that request was made public. We have yet to see a response. And so to Andy Ogle's points, it seems like there's a lack of sincerity or will to actually do any of that, which is why this is all starting to look like it's all, you know, the same old thing in Washington, D.C. It's the illusion. It's what we call failure theater around here. We want the public to have the illusion that we're working and doing the good things and the right things and the things that they want. But it's the same old thing and the same old grifting in Washington, D.C. It's all messaging. But meanwhile, our border is just going to continue to be overrun and the country's going to continue to be destroyed. And so I certainly don't blame Andy Ogles for his position. And you know, at some point, the American people have to see that there are certain members of the swamp on both sides of the aisle that are unwilling to do what needs to be done.
It's shameful. And so bottom line here, how do you see this playing out? Will there be a shutdown? And do you have the votes necessary to stop all of this out of control spending?
We don't have the votes, and unfortunately, if you looked at the spending bills, we ran four last night. The one that did the most savings, that did the most cost-cutting of unnecessary things, was the Agriculture Appropriations Bill, and it wasn't the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus voted for it because we knew, even though it was imperfect, it was the best thing we'd ever seen since being in Congress. You know who took it down, Todd? The guys from the Republicans from the Midwest that thought it cut too much from these programs. And so I would just say this, welfare is welfare. And it doesn't matter if it's your welfare or the left's welfare. The country's sick of it. We can't afford it. And we have to do something about it. So that shows me, and it should show the American people, regardless of what these people say on the campaign trail, too many of them are unwilling to vote for it when it gets real. And so right now, unfortunately, I think what's going to happen is that the Senate CR, whatever that is, which is going to just be more Biden Schumer spending, is going to be sent over to the House. And some of our good friends on the other side of the aisle, and of course, unfortunately, some of our friends on our side of the aisle are going to vote for that thing. And that's where we're going to end up.
All right. Well, Congressman, appreciate the very frank conversation today, and I know a lot of people are just disgusted, but let's see how this plays out. Yeah. All right. Congressman, thank you,
right,
and
God bless
good
you,
luck.
Todd. I appreciate the opportunity.
You got it. All right, there you go, folks. You know what this tells me? This tells me that we have to light up the phones. Call your Republican elected members of Congress and let them know where you want to stand on this. It's just unacceptable. All right, our telephone number here is 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we are posting this video over on the website. This is insane. Border Patrol agents cutting down fences, and they're literally fist-bumping the illegals as they come across the border. Our friends over at Daily Caller are down there on the border, and they are filming all of this. Can you understand how aggravated the governor of Texas is when, and what is it? It was last week, as a matter of fact, when we knew that there were government agents coming down there and cutting out the razor wire that Texas law enforcement had erected. It's just insane. All right, let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. Murph on the line. Murph, what say you?
What do you say, Dr. Starnes? How are you?
Murph, I'm a little aggravated after listening to our friend Scott Perry.
Well, you're not the only one. And I have a question that we used to discuss in American government class at the secondary level. And he was specifically mentioning this agriculture bill that I watched on C-SPAN the other night, too, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Why in the world does less than 2% of the American population merit a $14 billion expenditure, which is, unless I got my numbers wrong, that was the farm bill, the quote-unquote agriculture farm bill.
Right.
I cannot figure it out. And it's just, it boggles the mind that so few people merit such fabulous attention.
Now, Murph, are you suggesting someone may be playing loosey-goosey with the numbers? I'm just shocked.
I don't know. I don't know, but it's been that way in the 25 years I've been investigating American government. The Agriculture Department carries such weight. And the second question is, when people talk about a quote-unquote shutdown, nobody's ever specific. The military's going to get paid. Social Security checks are going to remain in force. So what exactly is shutting down? I remember you can think back to the ones when President Trump was in office. Did anybody you know miss a meal?
No, of course not. And by the way, there was a woman yesterday, and they were interviewing this woman, a government worker. And, the tears, the waterworks were flowing, Murph. Oh, yep. I'm going to go hungry. I have no food in my refrigerator, and I don't know what. All right, well, ma'am, you're employed by the government. You're getting a very good salary. And if you're telling me that you have no food in your refrigerator and you can't pay your rent, that tells me you need to take a Dave Ramsey course.
Or find employment elsewhere.
Exactly.
Anyway, food for thought, old buddy.
Murph, it's great food for thought, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you for that. And look, I mean, the reality here is your national parks are going to shut down. You'll be slightly inconvenienced, but life will go on, and these people are not going to miss a paycheck. Social Security, you're still going to get your check, so don't buy into the fear-mongering out there coming from the left. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. Lines are open, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. You know, President Trump leading in the polls. Only one network is actually covering President Trump's events live, and that network is Newsmax. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax because it's real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. President Trump says he loves Newsmax. Every night, watch Rob Schmidt starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. Rob is exposing the Biden impeachment truth. All this week, Rob is looking at the Biden money trail and the tens of millions that went to his family. Newsmax, by the way, on all major cable systems. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. It is absolutely free, and you can watch it anytime. So get the Newsmax app now. You can get Newsmax at home and make the switch today. All right, let's go to Asheville, North Carolina. Chris on the line. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Well, I told the guy that answers the phone, I might be stupid or just totally naive, but everybody's talking about Biden wants all these illegals here so they can vote for him. But to my understanding, in order to vote in a national election, you have to be a citizen.
You see, Chris, you are a brilliant person and a great thinker. You are correct. You would have to be if you were going to vote legally. But what we're talking about is something far more nefarious. And, you know, we've already seen in some municipalities, we were talking just the other day about a county in Southern California that was giving illegals the right to vote. Now, these are in municipal elections. They're not allowed to theoretically vote in national elections. But we have seen reports that people have tried. Some people have been caught And it just makes me wonder, okay, well, if people are getting caught, that tells me more people are doing it. So how many people did they not catch?
Right. Right.
So, Chris,
I don't know.
You're not wrong there. By the way, your poor town, what a beautiful city that has been overrun by raging progressive leftists.
Sorry about that.
No, I feel bad for you. I mean, it's a beautiful, Asheville's a beautiful town, and you've got all the mountains and the great downtown. But the last time I was there, Chris, I went to a barbecue joint. They were serving tofu, unsweet tea, and they had a drum circle going on outside.
Oh, goodness.
I thought, geez, a
little. I didn't go to that.
No, good for you. Yeah. All right.
Glad you're doing okay, Todd, and thanks for taking my call. And I'm glad your health is doing better and your ankle's getting better and blah, blah, blah.
Well, thank you for the blah, blah, blahs, Chris. Appreciate you listening in. Give us a holler back. Oh, my goodness, this ankle situation. Let me tell you, let me give you the update. So they gave me a steroid shot. Many of you know, was it 3 weeks ago now? Fell, broke the ankle, broke the foot, and had a couple of other minor injuries. And so anyway, they're trying to figure out if they're going to do surgery. And so we will find out hopefully next week. So they gave me a steroid shot, and I got to tell you, it does feel better. But who knows? Who knows? I want to give a shout out. Yesterday, I had a great opportunity to go down to a community, a suburb of Memphis called Whitehaven. And Whitehaven used to be sort of like the shopping mega place. I mean, it was like where everybody went to go shopping. The very first indoor mall was in Whitehaven. And of course, that's where my dad was born, and he was raised there, and my grandparents. And now, over the years, the whole community has changed, and it's gone through some really rough times. And so now the local black community there in Whitehaven has launched a Republican club. And it's really exciting to see this, I don't know, what do they call it, the Blexit. The blacks leaving the Democrat Party, unchaining themselves from the policies of these radical progressives and embracing freedom. And so that's been a great thing. I had an opportunity to be involved in the club, and we got to hear a great speech last night from Rodney Hall, and we'll get Rodney back on the program. Rodney is in, I think, his late 20s, early 30s. This guy was just elected as the first black Republican to the Mississippi State House since Reconstruction. It's remarkable. And what's fascinating is that DeSoto County is a super overwhelmingly majority white area, and race is no longer an issue there, which I think is a great thing. As a matter of fact, the sheriff, the new sheriff, is a great conservative Republican black man as well. Thomas Tuggle is his name. Good guy. We've had him on the program a time or two. So all that to say, it was a great meeting last night. And I want to encourage you, because I know it seems like just bad things are happening all over the country. But I'm telling you that people are waking up and people are beginning to understand we've got big problems in this country. And if we're going to solve these problems, we have to stop voting for the Democrats. I mean, it really is that simple. So I want to give a shout out to the great people there in the Whitehaven Republican Club there in Memphis, Tennessee. And good luck to you as you grow your numbers. And you become prosperous, and that's what it's about, people standing together. So well done. Folks, it has been a great week. It's been a crazy week and a little weird, but that's okay because we really specialize in weird here on the program. Want to thank our great team here in Memphis, our good friend Grace Baker, working out of Chicago. And folks, we've got a lot happening on the website, toddstearns.com. We're going to keep you updated through the weekend on the shutdown, so don't worry about that. In the meantime, you get out there. Have a great Friday, and be sure to go to church this weekend.